Welcome to the Tzorba Merabanan Hilchot Shabbat program with Rabbi Shalom Rausner. Tzorba is a revolutionary halacha sefer which guides you through over 300 topics in Jewish law in a unique signature style. In this weekly series specifically, Rabbi Shalom Rausner learns through the Tzorba Hilchot Shabbat volumes, helping us all master the halachot of Shabbat in just 2 years. Tzorba volumes are available for purchase worldwide on Amazon. And to learn more about Tzorba, or for those in Eretz Yisrael looking to purchase volumes, please head over to tzorbaolami.com. For more information, see the description below. And now, Rabbi Shalom Rausner.
Okay, let's get into the next shiur. This shiur is sponsored by Greg and Rebecca Eliason in honor of the Tzorba Merabanan leadership and in memory of those who have fought and made the ultimate sacrifice, Al Kiddush Hashem, since October 7th. We thank them for the sponsorship. So we are up to shiur number 5 in volume number 19. As we continue with many halachas that have to do l'maisa with Hilchos Shabbos, we've spoken about Borer and Tochein and Lush. And now we are into we spoke about food preparation last time. We spoke about Soveya, we spoke about Malicha, and now we're up to two shiurim regarding opening packages on Shabbos and containers and cans and bottles. Let's get into some of this discussion, and we're going to split the shiur into two. Again, we're the fifth shiur here in the volume, and it starts on page 207, making and breaking vessels. As we continue here on a couple of shiurim relating to Hilchos Shabbos and opening packages. So we know there is a couple of malachas that are going to be relevant to these discussions. There's going to be bone, which is building. There's going to be soser, which is breaking or destroying. There's going to be makabapatish, which is the final hammer blow, finishing something. Right? That's how do you you know, define that. That's an interesting question in Lumdus. Some of the Mefarshim wonder, why isn't every malacha also makabapatish? When I finish cooking something, I violated Bishul, but that should be makabapatish. When I colored something, when I shechted something, I completed a final stage of a process. So that's a good question. It could be there are some achronim that say makabapatish is only when it doesn't violate any other malacha. As part of its definition, it never can overlap. Okay, but either way, we'll get to some of these. So the Rambam tells us in Hilchos Shabbos in the 10th parak in Perek Yud, source number 1, page 207. The Rambam defines for us bone, the malacha of building. Habone kol shu chayiv, hamashve penei karka babayis. What's even a tiny amount of bone? You put a nail in a hole to close up a wall. You smooth out the floor in your house. Hamashve p'nei akarka b'bayis kagon. It's a dirt floor. If I smooth it out outside in the field, that would be the malacha of choresh. That's getting the field ready for plowing. But in the house, I'm not planting anything, so that's the malacha bona. Shehishpil tel, omila guma, I flattened a little hill, or I filled in a hole, ogei harizik bona v'chayiv. So any little amount of bona, building, there's no minimum shear, that's going to be chayiv, and soser kol shu chayiv. V'ushe yistra manas livnos, soser, if I destroy, that's going to be chayav d'oraisa, but this is one of those malachas that inherently are destructive, and therefore it's only going to be biblical chayav d'oraisa if I do it with a constructive purpose in mind. Almanas livnos. Just destroying something, breaking something for no reason is called mekalkel. That's a destructive act, which at most is asa d'rabanan, as we'll see in some cases, it might even be mutter, very lamaisa cases here. So asoser kol shu chayiv ushi yisra manas livnos. So if I break down a tent, hasoser ol kavua, in order to rebuild, maybe in that spot, maybe elsewhere, that's going to be chayiv ushi yis kavein litakein. So this is the malacha of bone and soser. The question is, what about boza and soser when it comes to kalim? When it comes to utensils and vessels. So the Gemara says that there is at least one Tana. There's a discussion in the poskim in the Gemara about whether yesh binyan vestira bekalim or ain binyan vestira bekalim. It could still be, possibly, if you say ain binyan bekalim, that the malacha bona only applies to something that's attached to the ground. Something that's structurally connected, large, to the ground. So it could still be that's only us or midaraisa. Midrabanan, we still might say yesh binyan bekalim. Even if you say midaraisa, there is ain binyan bekalim. And also it might be us or bishem makabapatish. Might be us or for another reason as well. But there is a Gemara like, there's a day like that in the Gemara. The Gemara Shabbos Kuf Chaf Beis, and source number 2 tells us. The Gemara discusses talking about putting a door, attaching a door to a hinge of a dresser. Tana Rabbanan, Deles shel shida v'shel teva v'shel migdol. If you have a door of a dresser, no tzlin of a lamachzirin, you can remove it, but you cannot reattach it. V'shel lul shel tarnagol im lo not of a lamachzirin. And of a chicken coop, you can't do anything with. You can't even take it off. Amar Rava, why would you be allowed to do anything? Why would you be allowed to take it off, put it back on? Amar Rava, ksavar ein binyan v'kelim v'sira b'kelim. Mida araisa, it's mutter. Mida araisa, there's no binyan when it comes to kelim, when it comes to a dresser. But, mida rabbanon, in certain cases, will asra it because you might come to gzeira shema yitka. You might fix it firmly in a way that would be asra daraisa. Maybe it will be nachma patish. And therefore, they asserted in certain cases. That's how Rashi reads the Gemara. Shabbos Kof Chabez, Rashi. Rashi seems to say throughout Masechah Shabbos, there's no binyan mekalim, period. Period. We'll see. Tosfos might allow some, meaning allow some into the definition of binyan mekalim, which makes it usser. But Rashi says, Gzeira Shem Yitka, Bechazaka Besakin V'yasedos. You might do it strong with a knife or with pegs. V'havile Gemar Malacha V'chayev Mishum Makeh Bepatish. So Rashi explains the Gemara that even if something is not usher da'oraisa because of bone, it might be usher midirabanan because of you might come to the malacha of makeh bepatish. The Gemara in Beitza seems to say this is machloka b'shamayim b'silal, whether it's binyan v'stira b'kelim or not. The Gemara there says, the Mishnah there says in Beitza, daf chav beis, shlosha dvarim, source number 4, I'm on page 208. Shlosha dvarim rebbe gamliel machber kidir rebbe shamayim, ve'ein zokfen esa menorah b'yantif. And one of the halachos that are up to machlokas in the Mishnah is whether you're allowed to put together a menorah made of parts on Yontif, some type of light. Can you put it together on Yontif? So the Regalil says you can't. So the Gemara asks my kavet, well, what are you doing? Well, what are you doing by putting it together? Which malacha? Amar of Chinan Barbista hacha b'menorah shalchulias askinan demechzi kabona. It looks like you're putting a menorah, some type of light, a chandelier, a candelabrum. You're putting it back together. So it looks like mechzi kabona. De beishamei savri, yesh binyan mekelim. U beisilo savri, ein binyan mekelim, vein stir mekelim. Machloka beishamei beisilo. Beishamei says there is a malacha of binyan that's shayach to kelim. And beisilo says, no, there's no malacha that is shayach to kelim, bona, and soser have to do with karka, with something that's mechubal karka, like a house. Putting a door, if you have a hole in your you have a doorway and the door came off its hinges. So putting that door back, that could be a shayla bona, midaraisa, possibly. If you have a hole in your wall and you're going to put up a board and nail it in, that's going to be the lacha bona. That's karka or mechubal karka. But if it's kelim, Beis Hillel says, ein binyan ve'ein stir b'kelim. And Rashi explains there, Rashi in Beis HaChabez, ein toras binyan b'kelim, ve'eino chayiv ela imkein asa b'malacha. Right? The only chiyuv for kelim is if you did a different malacha, not bona, kagon, mimachik. We spoke about that last time, about smoothing. O mechatech, cutting to a measured size. O oreg, o tofer, or weaving, or sewing, or attaching. Shein avos malachos la'atzmam. That are avos malachos themselves. Aval chazaras chulios, just putting things together, pieces together. Shein ba elamishem binyin, ein bona elabibatim va'ahalim. So, machlok b'shem b'shem b'shilol, whether it's binyan v'sir b'kelim. By the way, I neglected to mention at the beginning of the shiur, I should have, that again, the Tzurvah Me'rabbanan, all of these volumes are the Lax family edition of the Tzurvah Me'rabbanan, and this volume is the Aaron family volume. We thank them also for all the learning that they have made possible. So again, we have an issue whether there is binyan v'sir b'kelim. This is obviously going to be the groundwork for what we need to do in terms of packages. But there is a Mishnah in Shabbos that seems to say there is no problem, and the Mishnah is not limited to Shitas Beis Hillel. Mishnah says in Shabbos, in the 22nd Perek, Perek HaBeis Mishnah Gimel, very important Mishnah. This is one of the important sources in this whole sugya. Shover Adam Ezachavis. A person is allowed to break a barrel. Le'echol Emen HaGrogros. You could destroy a barrel to get to the figs that are inside the barrel. As long as you're not making a kli. as long as you're not making a nice spout, as long as you're not making a hole that you're going to use this again and again. No, you destroy the barrel. No problem on Shabbos to do that. Why? Isn't that so, sir? Isn't that so, sir? Oh, maybe ain't stira b'kelim. But the Gemara doesn't link this. The Gemara doesn't link this to the machlokah b'shamay and b'shillel. And even according to b'shamay, I'm sorry, even according to b'shillel, you might see there are certain isurei d'rabbanan sometimes. We said before, maybe makeh b'patish, but here it's mutter. It's mutter. Isn't makalkel destructive acts usually usur d'rabbanan? So, explain the Rishonim, Rashi, explained by the Ron there, but you have it here, summarized by Rav Kahati in the Mishnayos, in source number 7, but it's based on the Ron. The Ron says, based on the Rashi there, Mekalkel Litzorech Shabbos Mutter. Mekalkel is usually an Issur Rabbanan, but an Issur Rabbanan for an Issur Rabbanan of destructive act, in order for a Shabbos need to get to what's inside, Mutter. Breaking open the barrel, you want to fix for Shabbos. That's Mutter. That is the what the Kadi says, but it's again it's summarizing the Rashi and explained by the Ran. So this is the Mishnah. So it's mutter. Doesn't seem to be connected to binyan or stira bekalim. If we look though in, we're gonna have to put all this together. Right, the Gemara in Shabbos, creating, if I would do it to create an opening with a nice Pesach, that would be the malacha of makeh b'patish. Right, malacha b'patish of a hole that could you put stuff in, you could take stuff out. If it only is one way, if only it could bring, it could get stuff in, but it can't out, or the opposite, that's an asa d'rabbanan. But when the Mishnah says, if you have kavanah to make a hole, a hole that goes in and out, so that's going to be a hole, that could be a makeh b'patish daraisa. If it's only one, then it's d'rabbanan. That's the Gemara there in Shabbos, Daf, Kuf, Mem, Vav, Amar Rabba, source number 8, Dvar Torah. Kol pesach she'enu asi lahachlus lahotzi eno pesach. Any opening that you cannot go in both directions, in and out, that's not a halachic pesach. V'rabbanan u'degazer mishum lul tol tarnagolim. The Rabbanan said, no, well, we're going to d'rabbanan because there is one type of tiny hole that's useful as is, even if nothing could be put in and put out, and that's an air hole in the lul shel tarnagolim. To avili yule avira ula afuke hava, an air hole. So you see, even a tiny hole can be significant. So therefore, even a smaller hole for other things also is asur d'rabbanan. But daraisa, it would be, it would not be a chayiv. So you read this mishnah in Masechta Shabbos. It sounds like okay, ein binyan b'kelim, isir b'kelim. According to Beis Hillel, and it's totally mutter. Mekalkel, for a Shabbos need, you could destroy a kli. The problem is there's a Mishnah in Erevin, which seems to say that you cannot do that. And that's the basis for the stira that needs to be answered by the Rishonim. The Mishnah in Shabbos seems to say that you could destroy a kli for a Shabbos need, mutter lechadchila. While the Mishnah in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Daled, source number 9, Nasnu b'migdal v'avadam avteach, what's the context there? We're talking about a case of Erev Tchumen. We know for your Erev to work, I put the food in a certain spot. I have to be able to get to that food. What if it's locked up in a box and I can't get to that food? The food for the Erev Tchumen is locked in a box. I can't get there. So if you can't get there, it's hu b'makom echad ve'iruv b'makom acher. So it's not going to work. So the Mishnah says, nasu b'migdav avadam avtech ariza Erev. But if you lost the key, it's still a good Erev. It's still a good Erev. Ask the Gemara. But your Erev is in a different spot than you. You can't get it. Your Erev is in a different place. You can't get it. So one second. What do you can't get it? Destroy the box. You can destroy the box on Shabbos. Oh, the Gemara doesn't say that. So it sounds like from the Gemara that you can't destroy the box. And if you can't destroy the box, now we have a stira. And the Gemara has to give a different answer to the question. But one second, why is it that in the Mishnah Shabbos, it seems to be that you could destroy a kli on Shabbos to get to what's inside, while the Mishnah Erevin, you cannot destroy the kli in order to get to what's inside, right? So, how do you answer that question? Tosfos has three answers, and each one of them is important to halacha lemaisa, what you paskin, and the other is Rishonim, as we will see, also expanded these answers. This is Tosfos' kasha. Tosfos and Erevin Daf Lamed Daled. There it is. V'im Tomar, source number 10, V'hashas al-kataitach, dibim migdol eitz ayri davi kli, right, we're talking about a kli here, V'od v'chulu v'im kein my parachirim mutal shabar sakli v'lito mashu betocho. What's the kasha? What's the problem? You could break the kli and take what's inside. Kid, it's not as the Mishnah says. Shover adam es achavis lito menagrogeris. You could break it to get to what's inside. V'taima kadamar besamach mishum de'ein binyan v'stira bekelim. So what's how do you answer the stira between Mishnah Shabbos, Mishnah in Erevin? That's the kasha, right? Mishnah in Erevin, it's also to smash a kli. And Mishnah Shabbos is mutter. Three answers given by Tosfos. And again, each one of them is picked up by the other Rishonim. Answer number one, V'yesh Lomar. Demash Malay b'migdal gadol shach b'binyan v'stira. Maybe we're talking about a large kli. A small kli, you're right, there's no binyan v'stira b'kalim. The Mishnah in Shabbos, a barrel, that's a small kli, no problem. Erevin, we're talking about something bigger. Something bigger, so there is binyan v'stira by big kalim. Answer number one. Answer number two. Gotta remember, we have to remember this one. The ode de beklina mishach binyan v'stira. Even by a small regular kli, there is a problem of binyan v'stira. What about the Mishnah in Shabbos? V'had deshari l'shaber hachavis hamuki la bebeitza b'mustaki. You know what you could break? You're only allowed to break a mustaki, but regular kelim you can't break. What's a mustaki? A mustaki is an inferior, low-level type of kli. Pirish chatichos hamedubokos yachad. It was a broken kli, and you took the shards and you glued it back together, and you could see it. You could probably see the lines and the cracks, and you break that again. That's not a chash of kli. When the Mishnah says, according to this answer of Tosfos, real kelim, you cannot break. You cannot break real kalim because there is binyan v'stira. Or at least there's makom patish. What are you allowed to break in Masechah Shabbos? That chavis, that song about a mustaki. Answer number two. See, answer number one of Tosfos, the problem is only by big kalim, not by small kalim. Second answer of Tosfos, no, the problem isn't even by small kalim. And the only thing that's mutter is mustaki, our inferior types of kalim. Answer number three. Maybe the problem is only by stone kalim. That's where Soser is a problem. Only stone kalim are a problem, and maybe that's what the Gemara Mishnah in Erevin is talking about. But in Shabbos, that's talking about wooden, other types of kalim, and therefore it would be mutter. Fine. So these are the three answers given in the Rishonim. Who do we paskin like? But first of all, each explanation, as we said, is quoted by Rishonim. The Rosh quotes the second answer of Tosas. The Rosh quotes the Mustaki, right? And that's the one quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch quotes that there is a problem of binyan v'stira b'kelim, and the only time it's mutter is if it's a Mustaki, a very inferior type of kli. Tosas and the Rosh say that, you know, everybody even agrees to this. If you look in the source 11, where Beit Salam Gimel, for less leather Balazar, doesn't Rabbi Lazar hold that it's mutter? Lechol Chavis, Lechol Grov, Vashi Yiskan Lassus Kli, Amar Ravashi Kitani Yiba Mustaki. Right? So the Gemara even quotes the concept of Mustaki, but Tosfos quotes it Lamaisa. Tosfos Rosh quotes it Lamaisa. What exactly is Mustaki? I explained to him, and now let's see Rashi. Rashi says Mustaki, Shabbos, Beit Salam Gimel. I'm on page 212. Chavis Shvura, a broken barrel. I glue with a type of sap. I glue the barrel back together. Broken pieces of shard I put back together. Since it is very low level, inferior. There's no xera. We're not going to make a xera that you don't come to make a kli. And Tosfos even quotes, because you have other cases where you see maybe there is binyan or stira b'kalim. Right? The Gemara says in Shabbos, Kuf Beis, you have it there in 13, the beginning of Perek Habona. Ayol shufta b'kuvina d'mara. If I put a little peg or a pin in the handle of a hoe in order to make it usable, Rav says, that's bonish. Shmuel says, makma patish. So you see, by real kalim, there's a problem. So that's why Tosfos and the Rosh in this day of hold, regular kalim have a problem of binyan v'stira. All the ones that say not, and that Mishnah and Shabbos that you could break open the barrel, that's only by mustaki. Okay, says here you have here first the quoted just a couple of other Rishonim that quote the other deos of Tosfos, right? The third day of Tosfos. What was the third day of Tosfos? There's no problem. unless they're made of stone. Unless they're made of stone, right? That's mentioned by Rashi. Also, Rashi quotes, as I said, in a few places, there's never any binyan mesir b'kelim, period. Not limited to mustaki. Rashi says Shabbos ayin dalad, right? That's in the, as a Gemara says, that you're going to be chayav of 10 malachas if you make a barrel. So the Rishon have to go through, how do you get the 10 malachas? By making a barrel. So Rashi says, umishim bone leka lechiyuvei, lo b'chavis v'lo b'tanav v'lo b'kaveres. There's never going to be a chiyuv for bone for an oven or for a barrel. Ein binyan b'kelim. Rashi says there's none. So Rashi holds, seems to hold like the third answer of Tosfos, has never been yamastir b'kelim. The Ran holds like the first day of Tosfos. Yes by small, no. Yes by big, no by small. Yes by big, right, that's the Ran, Shabbos Samach Aleph. V'lo sharinu l'shaber esem migdal. V'haino taima mishum dehasam b'migdal gadol askinan. It's a big migdal, the havi ka'oel, v'shayach b'bin yamastira. But by migdal katan, not a problem. So l'maisa. Lamaisa, we have the middle day of Tosfos, which we'll see is the most famous. The middle day of Tosfos is also the Rosh, and that is Binyan Vestira applied to Kalim. There's a problem. The only heter is Mustaki. And we'll have to see how to translate that Lamaisa. Shitas, the third day of Tosfos, Rashi also, only applies to stone Kalim. But all other Kalim, there's no Binyan Vestira by. First answer of Tosfos, the Ran, big and small. So is it big and small, stone versus others, or Mustaki? What is the Shulchan Aruch Paskin? Like the second day of Tosfos, as we said. Shulchan Aruch. Shin Yudalet Aleph. Source number 16. Let's read it. Ein binyan vestira b'kelim. There's no binyan vestira, so you stop there. You're like, okay, great. There's no issue with opening any kind of package because ein binyan vestira b'kelim. Says the Shulchan Aruch, wait. Vahani mi li she'eino binyan mamish kigon chavis. When is there no binyan vestira? Where it's not really building. You have a barrel. Shenishbara v'dibek shvareha. It broke and you put it back together. Bezefes with a type of pitch. Yochol shabra likach mashe besocha. You can break that already broken kli that you put back together. You can't break again. Ubevachlo yichavel anakva nekev yafa. As long as you don't have kavana to make a nice nekev. Shehil ol pesach. Dimkin avalei misakin mana. That would be tikkun mana. Maybe it would be make bepatish. Aval mi shlema, but a regular, nice, complete kli, aser l'shabra afilu binyan shenosa kli. You can't break it. You can't break it, even if it's in a way that you're not making a kli. Still, you can't break it. That's the Shulchan Aruch. I mean, the Shulchan Aruch is machmir. Shulchan is machmir, like the second day of Tosfos. Yesh binyan vestira b'kelim, only mustaki is mutter. The gra is more meko. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the gra. V'yir agras, source 17. Hiskim laposkin desfira lo dein stira b'kelim. Afil kshos eshvira b'klishlema. There's no binyan vestira, meaning like the third answer of Tosfos. Right? Only applies to stone kelim. Only to stone. Imlok sh'osos ha'kliya de'shvira. Da'az chayv al-kapanim l'kuliyama. Unless if you're making a kli, sh'osos ha'kliya de'shvira. So if you're making a kli, you know, even by breaking it, still it's going to be a problem because of makabe patish. Rav Avadya very uncharacteristically says, we can be makel against the Shulchan Aruch. Why? Because the Rif and the Rambam are makel. What is the Shulchan Aruch doing? It usually goes 2 out of 3. Rav Avadya in the Yechavadas in source number 18. Nimsa. That's a whole tshuva about Mustaki. Sherova poskim. Bial tzva'a marifa Rambam. Sovrim. Shagam kli shalem. Mutter lishbar bashabas. Also a complete kli. You have to break it. The elito meno machol amashke. You can break it. You can break it just like the Pashup Shad of the Mishnah in Shabbos. Again, the Mishnah in Shabbos that says you can break the barrel. The Gemara doesn't say anything about Mustaki. You don't get the impression that it's only talking about an inferior type of barrel. Tosfos, the Rav Avadya says, no, it's not talking about, it's full barrel. V'kar v'lo amar shegam aran Shulchan Aruch. And then he quotes, as he often does, and if the Shulchan Aruch would have seen all the other sources that I saw, he would have been makel also. Ilu ra divrei aposkim anala aposkim l'hakel afilu shelo b'mustaki. Fine. The Aruch Shabbos writes that even if one is makel, like the Rashi and the third day of the Tosfos of the Gra, one has to be careful because there could be makabe patish involved. Maybe fine, not bona, but there could definitely be makabe patish involved in, let's say you're only going to break part of a kli. That's what he writes in source 19, so it's not so lamaisa easy, lakula. V'yesh l'das, sha'af, hasovrim, she'en binyan vestira b'kelim, maskimim, even if you ain't binyan vestira, they agree, sha'amarkiv kli al yidei tkiyas hachalakim zebazeh, putting a kli together, or making a kli to begin with, start to finish, chayev chatas. that's still a daraiso because of makom hapatish. For nafkamina, and he quotes what the nafkamina is between binyan v'stira and these cases. But either way, this is all part one. This is background. We have all the three answers of Tosfos, and we have the Shulchan Aruch, the Baskin, like the middle answer. And now let us get into at least the first lemaisa discussion, and that is Kanz. Kanz, as we'll see, is probably the most chamor out of all of them. And next time we'll have to get into packages and tearing packages open and bottle caps. But let's just do Kanz now. Where did this come up? A couple of decades ago, sardines. I don't think sardines are as common or popular now, but sardines were very popular. We have a diary from my grandfather who came to Palestine in 1927. He was in Wayu Smicha, and then he took off to go to six, seven months to Israel to get Smicha from, I think, four Smichas, Rav Yosef Chaim Zarnenfeld, Rav Cook, Rav Isser Zalman, and Rav Chalap. I think those are the four. And we have a whole diary. So almost every three pages, he says, ate three cans of sardines. And always the sardines were very common on the boat to get there. It took him a few weeks to get there. Sardines. So opening up a can of sardines on Shabbos. So what are you allowed to do? And maybe you don't want to do it before Shabbos. They didn't have refrigeration as much in those days. So this is a major machlokas. So let's say it's usser. You can't do it. Why is it usser? Fascinating. Machlokas achronim, which malach is it? Says the Tehillah L'David, one of the achronim we have on Hilchas Shabbos. Tehillah David says that it is the malacha of Soser. When you take a can opener or a knife and open up that kli, you're destroying. Right now, it's a good kli, and you're destroying it, says the Tehillah David, source number 20. V'yatzalon medivrei Magen Avraham, befidalach sardalim, right, sardines, shem kelim gemurim. They are a perfect kli. They're holding the sardines inside. Asur lefaskel b'Shabbos. You can't open that on Shabbos. And even though the ikker, they make it in order to finish the getting it ready to eat. That's the malach of soser d'oraisa, to open up a kli like that. Which would mean cans of tuna and pickles. The fact that everything is sealed shut. Pshita delomikri nishbura. It's not called broken. It's not called broken sealed shut. V'davak shvareha bezefes. V'adiv tfei mimachubar al yedei chashukim. Right? It is a perfect kli. That is the Tehillah L'David. It is a kli. And you are breaking it when you open it. Says the Chazon Ish, exactly the opposite. Exactly the opposite. Says the Chazon Ish, in Arachayim Simen Nun Aleph, Os Yud Aleph, when you open the kli, you are being bona. You're not being soser. You're creating right now, it's not usable. Kufsoshel Shemen Oshel Dagim Ha'asuyim Mitasi Barzel. You have a can of oil or fish that are made from barzel. V'tzufin Mikol Tzad, V'chodchem Misakim. He used a knife. Not just a can opener. I don't care about the kufsa. I'm going to throw it out. I'm going to throw out the can. I just want to get what's inside. Is that a malacha? I don't really care about. Is that psikresha? Maybe you should aser because maybe you might have kavana to make a Pesach. People keep the can. You take off the cover and you can use it for soap, masper, to put nails in. And maybe some people don't even finish. So they'll leave it half open and they'll keep the rest of the fish inside the can, and then it's being used as a container. The afshar, and another third point, and we'll summarize these. The after b'day to lazarka, even if I don't have in mind to make a Pesach, I don't have in mind to keep it, I'm going to throw it out right after I use it. Ein mitchashvin, doesn't matter, lakula. Im kavanoso, you don't worry about his kavanos to throw it out, doesn't matter. De lo matzinu heter shvira ela b'yesh l'chaviz Pesach. When can you break the barrel? It's unbelievable. When does the Mishnah say you can break the barrel? If it has an opening, and now you're just breaking it. But if it doesn't have any opening at all, there's no way to use it. You are opening it. You are creating. You are creating. Wow. You're not destroying anything. Kan, Shein kan soser klal. Shah psicha tikun. Because you're opening it. is fixing it. That's not destroying. V'sasum mikotzal av kli. It's not a kli. It's totally closed. So it's not a kli right now. You are making it into a kli. Uksho'osa lo pesach na'aseh kli. Wow. So if you put the chazonish together, so the chazonish seems to say that you're, again, and the teal of David, for different reasons, you cannot open cans on Shabbos. So the chazonish says, A, maybe only if you have in mind to reuse them. Right, maybe even if not, maybe you might come to reuse them in the future, right? Other times, right? Or even if you have no kavana, but you've made a kli, and it doesn't matter what your kavana is. That's what he quotes here from the on page 217. The Orach HaShabbos is summary of the Chazon Ish. The Piskei Tshuvos is not convinced that the Chazon Ish would say that all types of kalim are going to be usur, even if most people don't keep them. If most people don't keep them and you're not going to keep it, so then fine, maybe you could be lakula. If many people do keep it, that's the chumrah. If many people do keep it. Even if the chazish who forbade opening, right, only when many people keep them. That's what the Piskei Tshuva says in Source 22. V'kama mimachabri zmanenu. Kosvu, they wrote, shalodivri achazonish huadin benidon didon yesh lahachmir. What if nobody uses the cans? So some say, the Chazon Ish would say l'chumra, because what did he say? What was his lashon? We don't care about his kavana. The Efshar, he quotes the Chazon Ish that we just read. Don't worry about his kavana. You only find a heter if it has a pesach. If it doesn't, you're opening it. But, says the Piskei Tshuva, that's not so convincing. Shar Machabrim, many were mafrich his words, and therefore, it could be that if generally people don't keep it, so then it would be a mutter. The simple solution that many that are aware of this problem do, and that is make a hole at the bottom of the can before you open it normally. Before you open the tuna can, make a hole at the bottom of it. So then it's not, you're not making a new kli. When you make that hole, you're not making anything new according to the Chazon Ish, and you're not destroying a good kli when you destroy it. Says the Shmir Shabbos. The gamut as osher manal im nikev as a kufsa. And again, if you're doing it like a tuna can, you have to do it under the sink because it's going to spill out. The water is going to start coming out. And you should not wait till it drains out because that could be an issue of borer, as we discussed months ago. Im nikev as a kufsa okara as a sakit. If you make a hole or rip, oh, it's a kufsa chavila bitzida, oh, betachtisa, over bitzichasa, if you make a hole somewhere where it's going to be totally ruined from when you open it, kach shalohiya od ru'uya l'shimush, betur kli, leslanba, that is not a problem. So even according to the chumrashitas, one can make the hole. What about there are some people out there that generally just use open cans normally? What do they have to rely on? What could they be somechan, and that's Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Shmir Shabbos, in the footnotes of the Shmir Shabbos, says basically anything that people generally throw out, there's no, that's called mustiki. Wow. Mustiki, low level, putting the pieces back on. So in the olden days, it was the opposite. In the olden days, they didn't throw anything out, and if you had a broken cleat, they would glue it back together and use it again. But nowadays, if nobody generally, you know, open up a tuna can, people keep the tuna can, generally not. And you don't have a cup. If you're going to keep the tuna can, fine, that's an issue. But if you're not going to keep the tuna can, and most people don't keep the tuna can, so maybe, or a can of soda. Shlomo Zalman is source 24. So he says, Shamati, Meir Shlomo Zalman Shamati, says Rav Neuwirth, Tam Leheter, Timistavra, Shastimas Kufsas Asardinim, Bebet Haroshas, the closing the containers, Hulaman Tuchal Eskayim Yomim Rabim. They close it in that way so it can last a long time. And it could allow for transport. That's why they close it this way. And even though there's no hole, what if you would make that container on Shabbos? That would be called bona, not soser. He says, if you would make that can on Shabbos. Ah, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, Mikivan Shiragilam Lizrog Miyad Es HaKufsa La'ashba. Everybody throws it out. Mistaver the chashiv kli reua ukachavish al mustaki. So even according to the Shulchan Aruch, who's machmir, remember, Rav Avadia says you can be mekel against the Shulchan Aruch. But even according to the Shulchan Aruch, who is machmir, we can still say no. The Shulchan Aruch is mekel by mustaki. Anything you're going to throw out is called mustaki, and therefore it's mutter to open it and then throw it out. There's no binyan vestira when it comes to mustaki. You want to be machmir, make the hole in the bottom of the can, fine. But even if not. Even though it's not broken pieces put together, but still, they used to use that mustaki a couple of times. So here too, you look at the container as if it's omed to be opened. If you are going to keep it, that's a problem. If Shlomo Zalman agrees to that, Shlomo Zalman agrees. If you're being Mishana, so then you're making a kli. You make it a kli. But if not, so then it is mutter. And that's what the Yalkut Yosef says also. Again, you want to open these before Shabbos, it's always better to open it before Shabbos because this is a chiddush. This is what many rely on. And if you look also, there's a case on Shabbos Kufman Vav that's quoted here in Source 27, which we'll have to get to exactly, which talks also about untying and undoing certain types of wicker baskets. Tanya Chada, Chotala Shal Gorgaz Yosh Tmar, Matir Umafkiya V'chotech. We'll have to see Lamaisa where this comes up, but that's what Ramosha talks about also in Igris Moshe Arachayim Chelik Aleph, Source 28, where he talks about Nimsul Adina Sheilo Akans, V'chein Atzukar, V'chi Agavna Sharmani Ochlem, Shinim Karim B'chavilos, Kruchim B'sakshal Niyar, and they're kept in packages. V'gam Yadua, and you know, Sha'achar Shal Ochlem Yishama Ochlem, Zarkana Samanei Medina, everybody throws them out, everybody could just not worry about it. Not worry about Binyan, Vestira, everybody knows. Lamaisa, you want to be Machmir, to open it before Shabbos, great idea. But Me'ikar Adin, it is Mutter. Shmir Shabbos also, just the final source, recommends opening all cans and packages before Shabbos. And if not, so then if you're going to reuse it, then you can't, then that's a problem if you're going to reuse it. You should destroy it so it's not reusable. But there is the Heter of Shlomo Zalman to rely on. L'charchila, says the Shmir Shabbos, is verse 29, last source for today. Ro Ivanachon, it's appropriate. Liftoach. All packages that are closed. And by the way, this is not only food. Let's say you have a game. You want to rip the plastic off of a game, play a new game on Shabbos. Again, if you have pieces that are connected, they have to break off, that's a problem. That's a separate issue. But if you just want to open a package to something that you need, a package of diapers, you want to rip open without hearing any words, which we'll have to talk about. You want to open it, so better to open it before Shabbos. But if not, milk containers, kufsos, sakios, varizos, karton, things that you're going to reuse again, then also the poskim shabbos viyantif. I feel in batzma eino lishtamish. Even if you're not going to reuse it, but if most people are going to reuse it, so then that is a problem. But gamba kufsos sakios shabedera klal ein regilim lishtamish pohem. If generally you don't. You don't reuse them, says the Shmir Shabbos, again, on the top. You should try not to. But in the footnote, and then he quotes here, Ulam, this is Shlomo Zalman, Yish Bekilim, Leftoch Kufsos, Pachios, Mashke, Sakios, Arizos, Keila, opening all these types of things. Shein Rekin, Lashamish, Ben Shimish Choser. If people generally don't reuse them, and he opens them in a way that he has enough Kavana to reuse them, so that would be Mutter. Definitely what to rely on in that case. So again, if somebody is opening it, it's not that, oh, it's us, or somebody opened the can for me. I'm not yish me'am alismoch. For those cases, again, l'chadachila not, but definitely yish me'am alismoch. Okay, this is the first of two shiurim that we'll have regarding opening packages for shir hay in the Tzurva Merabanan. And again, we thank the sponsors. And again, today's shiur was sponsored by Greg and Rebecca Eliasson, in honor of the Tzurva Merabanan leadership, and in memory of those who have fought and made the ultimate sacrifice, Al Kiddush Hashem, since October 7th. Everybody have a wonderful day.